welcome to Frankly Speaking. Do you remember writing term papers? Was it a creative, challenging experience, or real drudgery, resulting in a paper crisscrossed with red lines marking your grammatical errors? Chances are your memories are more like the second, and the memories of those experiences alone have been enough to inhibit very good writers from expressing themselves on paper. The result over the years has created a national writing problem for you and for your children. In a world where basic communication skills are becoming increasingly more important, Johnny has to learn to write. And he can. He's just never been taught. Today we'll discuss the national writing problem and what the National Writing Project is doing about it. I'm Joan Ziemba at George Mason University. What's the National Writing Project? It's a group of dedicated teachers, specially trained and determined to teach writing by teaching other teachers more successful methods of teaching writing. There are currently 7 National Writing Project sites in Virginia that have already reached over 7,000 teachers in the state. The sites are located at George Mason University in Fairfax, the University of Virginia at Charlottesville, Virginia Polytechnic Institute in Blacksburg, Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia State University in Petersburg, and at Old Dominion University in Norfolk. With us to discuss how the National Writing Project is tackling this problem in Virginia is co-chairman of the National Writing Project Advisory Council and chairman of the Virginia Writing Project, Dr. Donald R. Galaire, and with him is co-director of the Virginia Community College Summer Writing Institute, Patrick Bizzaro. Let's explore first why people have hang-ups about their writing, and not just students. It affects everyone from business people to teachers.
I just came from a presentation dealing with parents, and I think, so this whole issue is kind of fresh in my head. One of the things that we talked about during the presentation was the model or the role that the parent set or played in the family, and many times a parent will read, but a parent won't write. Or if a parent does write, say a parent writes on a job, the parent almost never brings home what he or she writes on a job to show it to the kids. Or if the parent writes a personal letter to somebody, the parent will not show it to the child. Or writing to people is becoming, to relatives is becoming less popular. Everybody's making phone calls. So a kid grows up never seeing the parents write. And it's no wonder that the first time the child gets into writing, especially in a serious way, grades 3, 4, and 5, is when grading and when the serious education start to be pressed on him. So he gets a negative attitude toward writing because he's in a negative environment.
Yeah, I think hand in hand in that is the fact that writing is more often than not used as a form of punishment. If someone does something wrong, write on the board 1,000 times that you'll not jump out of your seat, and then the child comes to perceive writing as a punishment. I think another problem is that people have bought into the belief that writing and grammar are synonymous, and probably because for years people had taught writing by beginning with grammar. And I think that we're finding out more and more that there are two separate things that call upon two different kinds of skills, so that when people say they don't like to write or they can't write, what they're saying is that they don't like grammar and they don't know anything about grammar.
Okay, that brings up two questions then. The project, which is actually a group of teachers, claims that Johnny can't write because he's never been taught to write, he's been taught grammar. How is the Writing Project retraining teachers to teach differently that makes that difference? And then also, what's the difference between teaching composition and teaching writing?
I think one of the things the project has done is gotten teachers involved in writing themselves. And when they write, they understand that the grammar lessons that they had been giving for years are no longer applicable. They get involved in a meaningful communication with somebody or a group of people. And then the grammar becomes important at the time in the editing process, where the grammatical mistakes have to be cleared up in order that the communication can do what the writer wants it to do. Then the writer has a vested interest in getting something done, and that's when the grammar becomes important. If you recall the tradition that we all grew up in, we had weeks and weeks of grammar drill, and it was like calisthenics. There seemed to be no practical purpose for it. In the project, with everybody writing, we now have the inside motivation for doing grammar and doing it in a place in the writing process where it's productive for the learner, not just tacked on before or after.
Okay, you say writing process, which is what the Summer Institutes and the Writing Project is all about. What is the writing process?
It always seemed to me that if a person is on his way, let's say, to Philadelphia, and somehow ends up in Scranton, that it's probably not that Philadelphia has moved, but that he has done something incorrect and on his way, in the process of getting to Philadelphia. I think for years, teachers expected students to produce some sort of product, and that product would be graded, given back to the student, and then the student would probably throw it away. Now what people are beginning to understand is if that final product or that last draft has errors in it of some sort, then probably the cause for that can be isolated someplace along the way in the making of that final draft. So that when we're teaching the process, what we're doing, I think, is making a very common sense evaluation of where error occurs in writing, and it occurs someplace along the way. So that when, well, you asked a question before about the difference between teaching composition mm-hmm. and teaching writing, and I think writing focuses on the process. When I think of teaching composition, I think of the course Miss Smedley gave me in eighth grade, where what we did was go into class, we wrote something, we turned it in, she graded it, she gave it back, we cried about the grade, and threw it away. It was as simple as that.
There was never any study of what you did.
Yeah, exactly. So that, and Don was making, I think, a real good point. You know, it's not a movement away from teaching correctness or the fundamentals of discourse, you know, making a sentence, punctuating correctly. It's asking the question, at what point in the process of writing does a student best benefit by concerning himself with correctness? And chances are that will be late in the process. If the student has nothing done on the page, has no detail, has nothing that he or she cares about, then there's no sense worrying about correctness. So I think that what was happening before in the traditional way of teaching writing was a lot of pre-teaching, that students assumed or teachers assumed that it was necessary to know the grammar before you actually began to write. And I think now we're looking at it as a process, and we're trying to find out how professional writers write, and we find out that they're concerned with correctness very late in the process.
So that their first concern is getting their ideas
that's
down.
Right. Yeah.
Throughout the state this summer, there are a number of summer institutes being held, both in locales where the sites are located, designed to teach local teachers, and then others on a community college level. Pat, you're co-director of the Community College State Summer Institute. How are the problems of a community college teacher different from the problems of a university teacher anywhere else or a high school teacher?
Well, one thing that we noticed first off, and I'm speaking not only for myself but Nancy Hoagland, who co-directs it with me, is that community college teachers, by and large, were not involved in writing projects across the state. And I think there are a number of reasons for that. The project that Don runs has involved community college teachers. But other projects in the state, when we tried to find community college teachers who would involve themselves in the projects, didn't have very many participants from the community colleges. So what we thought was that it would be very important to try to find out why these people had never joined up. A lot of them didn't know anything about a writing project. We found out that many of them couldn't afford to give up summer teaching in order to go to a writing project in the Virginia Writing Project. We found out also that that even though the writing project took only 5 weeks of the summer, it would take those 5 weeks that would somehow coincide with weeks that those people needed to teach. So just in very practical sense, a writing project for community college teachers was necessary. But there's also a difference. Our student body is different. If, for instance, a technical writing course is offered at George Mason University, it's probably offered during the junior year, and it's offered with the intention of preparing a person who will go out and become a very high-salaried professional kind of person. Technical writing in a community college has different goals. That a person who would take a technical writing in a community college course will not probably go out and become a high-salaried person unless he transfers and gets the four-year degree and goes that route. So our students are different.
Well, they also may be taking a course like that without the prior 2 years training mm-hmm. in different areas of writing.
Right, exactly. We talk about this area of basic writing, a pre-college college writing course to prepare people for a college-level course. I don't think George Mason actually has a basic writing course. They have a writing lab that people are invited to go to. But in a community college, you have a basic writing course. And we're talking also about a different age group. The average age of our students is 29 in the Virginia Community College system, and I think it's much younger than that in George Mason.
Sure.
So that our needs are different, our courses are different, and And also we had this very practical purpose for beginning a writing project of our own.
I understand that the project itself is expanding this year.
Well, what we've attempted to do is set up 4 dissemination sites located at geographical centers around the state, one at Withville Community College, one at Paul D. Camp, and one at Virginia Western, and one at Northern Virginia Community College at Manassas. And the hope is that the Virginia Community College Writing Project will continue through those dissemination sites instead of having it, as it's been the past 2 years, localized in Northern Virginia, particularly or specifically at George Mason. So we're hoping that the process of dissemination will be one that will continue.
I think that's a great thing. We were talking about this before. The hardest work in a writing project is always getting to the teachers who don't want to talk about writing. The teachers who come to the Institute are at least interested. The ones who are back on their own campuses, many of them have not had any training in the teaching of writing, and some of them don't want to hear about it. They want to go on their own way and do what they've been doing for years and not upset the boat. Pat's program is actually going back into those campuses and approaching those teachers, inviting them to attend workshops, inviting them to get involved in writing, and that's hard work. There are as many rejections in that as there are in publishing.
What goes on in the Summer Institute on all levels, on the local level as well as on the community college level?
Three main things. One is the presentations of the participants. Every participant prepares a presentation. It's given in the Institute for the first time, and its purpose is to show what that teacher does particularly well in the classroom, one aspect of it. It may be publishing, it may be pre-writing activities, maybe any number of things. A second thing that goes on in the Institute is the writing of the teacher, which is perhaps the thing that makes the Institute possible. Every participant writes a number of assignments and reads those assignments to a reading writing group and gets the feedback that person needs. And then the third thing is all the research, the scholarship, the outside consultants, the profession as a whole. Many teachers have not been exposed to live consultants, the people who are writing the scholarly articles, and each institute brings in a number of those scholars, a number of those teachers of writing, and it helps the classroom teacher to get a sense that the literature is written by real people and it's about things that are of real concern to everybody.
How does this ultimately affect the student? Has there been an analysis of how students' writing has improved or any concrete evidence in terms of the classroom?
Well, one thing that we receive are reports from people who have been in the institutes, and we look at the syllabi that they use for their classes, we notice the changes, and then we get written reports from them. Where they might include papers that show that students are now able to do certain things that they couldn't do in previous classes this person had taught. So that's one way, is that we get this kind of informal information. I think that anyone who's been through the project would testify that they're much more capable in the classroom, and the students benefit directly. This is the third time that I've been through a summer institute. My first one, Don directed, and I was a participant, and immediately after that, and I've told Don this any number of times, I became a much better teacher and my students became much more powerful writers. So I know from personal experience it works, and I think anyone who's been through the Institute would tell you that.
Well, I'm sure your enthusiasm has a lot to do with that. I'd like to thank Don Galer, chairman of the Virginia Writing Project, and Patrick Bizarro, co-director of the Virginia Community College System Summer Institute, for being with us today. You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public service program produced by George Mason University. For information about our guests or this program, please call area code 703-323-2138. That's 703-323-2138. This is Joan Ziemba at George Mason University, the State University in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.